act day to day often looks for what's new by asking our friends at Youth Radio. For the last 6 months, right here in this radio space, we've been running a series from them.
It's called What's New What? And even though we're going to go on hearing from Youth Radio, it'll be a different what, because the series concludes today as Youth Radio asks reporters and producers and some random young people what we have missed.
And here are all kinds of new what's for our final what.
What's the new what?
The blog is the new bathroom wall. See, when you used to want to talk about somebody, some political something, or give out a girl's phone number, you used to have to put it on the bathroom wall. Now you can put it on your blog.
Schools are the new prisons. My school feels more like a prison because there's a strong police presence. If there happens to be a fight, they don't just take the students to the principal's office. They handcuff you and take you downtown.
B battles are the new MC battles.
Everybody used to go to the MC battle to see two rappers, you know, battle each other. Well, now it's beats and it's instrumentals.
That excites listeners more than lyrics.
Who goes to rap battles anymore?
I don't know, not me.
What is the new what?
Internet is the new cable. A lot of people tune into their computers and watch their favorite shows on the internet.
They have free movies online. They have TV shows on YouTube. You can see different parts of things. So I think internet pretty much is the new cable now for teens. Now for older people, I don't know, really.
What is the new what?
Energy drinks are the new coffee because they get you pumped up. And they have a lot of sugar and caffeine, so I'm more scared of drinking energy drinks. I feel like my heart is just gonna stop.
I hate to say,
tech gadgets are the new cheat sheets.
Is failure the new success?
I've noticed that it's kind of cool to be like messed up, kind of.
It's kind of subjective, because for me, if I get like a C on a math test, I would consider that failure, but for someone else, it might be a success.
Being different is the new norm. People had the white tee, blue jeans, and the Nikes, and you know, the Jordans and stuff. And then now, you see people are able to express themselves a lot more, dressing with a lot more individuality to, you know, represent who they are.
What's the new what? Barack Obama's the new president of the United States.
What is the new what?
What is what?
What's the new what?
What's the new what?
What's the new what?
What is the new what?
What's the new what? Voices from the Youth Radio crowd. What's the new what? Series finale created by Youth Radio producer Brandon McFarlane. And that last one, Barack Obama's the new president. That means Gen X is the new baby boomer.
And what does that mean?
Well, I don't know, but you guys had two presidents.
Let's see, Bill Clinton and George Bush.
Time for the Generation Xers to take over.
We're not done yet. We're not through.
Maybe you are.
Okay, a couple dozen more what's online at npr.org/what.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.